Yesterday, many millions around the world watched the funeral of Prince Philip on their television screens. In spite of COVID, it was a moving spectacle. The ceremony, the music, the settings. But things that stand out to me from the four-hour ceremony were much simpler. There was the presence of Prince Philip's carriage, with his favourite ponies, Balmoral Nevis and Knotlaw Storm, both born in 2008, with Philip's hat, scarf and gloves on the carriage seat. As with so much else in life, when you take away the power, the fame, the money and the noise, you are always left with life's little human memories, the perfumes on the breeze of the essences of life. Like William Wordsworth wrote, the greatest part of a good man's life are his little unremembered acts of kindness and of love. My dear Mother Jo had two beloved perfumes. She liked Paris by Yves Saint Laurent, and she also liked Poison by Christian Dior. Whenever I get a whiff of either, the thoughts and realities of my mother's love and life come flooding back. We are still in Eastertide. Eastertime is all about recalling the happenings of Easter and their enduring effect on the lives of all of us who call ourselves Christian. The world was dark and evil before Jesus came, and it's gone back to being at least as dark and at least as evil since he went away. But the difference for us Christians now is that we have seen the light. The light cannot not be extinguished in our hearts. And recalling that light and its enduring perfumes, we never have to admit defeat, and we never have to admit despair. In our faith life and in our prayer life, the perfumes of Easter draw us upwards and forwards. Perhaps the day Prince Philip arrived at the pearly gates, another man was there, let's say a London bin man. There Philip would have had no precedence. God or St. Peter would have wanted to know simply if the life of either man had made a difference to those who left behind, whose path had left the most touching perfume on life. The famous Irish poet Thomas Moore, who was famous for his Moore's Melodies, has a lovely verse that I want to read for you now and then play for you. It's called Farewell, But Whenever You Welcome the Hour. And it's about the thoughts of someone who was present and is now no longer present. But somehow the memories and the perfume of them remains forever. Farewell, but whenever you welcome the hour that awakens the night song of mirth in your bower, then think of the friend who once welcomed it too and forgot his own griefs to be happy with you. His griefs may return, not a hope may remain of the few that have brightened his pathway of pain. But he ne'er will forget the short vision that threw the enchantment around him while lingering with you. And still on that evening when pleasure fills up to the highest top sparkle each heart and each cup, where'er my path lies, be it gloomy or bright, my soul, happy friends, shall be with you that night, shall join in your revels, your sports and your wiles, and return to me beaming all o'er with your smiles. Too blessed if it tells me that mid the gay cheer some kind voice had murmured, I wish he were here. Let fate do her worst. There are relics of joy, bright dreams of the past which he cannot destroy, which come in the night-time of sorrow and care and bring back the features that joy used to wear. Long, long may my heart, with such memories filled, like the vase in which roses have once been distilled. You may break, you may shatter the vase if you will, but the scent of the roses will hang round it still.
which awakens the night song of mirth in your bar. Then think of the friend who once welcomed it too, and forgot his own griefs to be happy with you. His griefs may return, not a hope may remain of the few that have brightened his pathway of pain. But he ne'er will forget the short vision that threw its enchantment around him while lingering with you.
May the memories of Easter, the perfume of Mary Magdalene's oil, and the grave's spices touch our hearts and senses forever. Amen.